This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
The moment of shock is just unforgettable.
From CBC and the BBC World Service, The Con, Caitlin's Baby, available now.
Hello, I'm Mark Lowen. Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. In BBC OS Conversations, we bring people together to discuss issues affecting their lives. And this time we hear from Gazans and Israelis on Donald Trump and the future of Gaza. As the ceasefire holds, for now at least, Gazans continue to return to what is left of their homes. President Trump's solution to rebuild Gaza involves moving everyone out to neighboring countries. The idea has sent shockwaves around the world. In our conversations, we hear from Israelis and bring together two women in Gaza.
The people of Gaza have always endured better kinds of suffering, facing hunger, displacement. We have never had a say in our fate.
Before we go any further, we should probably remind ourselves of what President Trump said the other day about the fate of Gaza's residents.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
Donald Trump was speaking there at a White House news conference alongside the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The president's vision is that Gaza could become the Riviera of the Middle East, a reference to a coastal holiday destination. A reminder that Gaza is the strip of land, 41 kilometers long and 10 kilometers wide, with the sea on one side, Israel on the other, and Egypt to the south. We've been hearing reaction to President Trump's speech all week, with warnings that raising the idea, even if it never happens, could destabilize the fragile peace process between Israel and Hamas. We did an edition about that the other week, which you can find by searching for BBC OS Conversations and Gaza Ceasefire. As we record this programme on Friday, the ceasefire remains in place and more exchanges of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners are scheduled. Before we discuss the White House plan, let's get a sense of the situation on the ground in Gaza, where after 15 months of fighting, an estimated 70% of buildings have been destroyed during Israeli attacks that were targeting Hamas. The United Nations says it could take 21 years to clear the debris and explosive remnants of war. A young woman recently returned to Gaza City has been recording her recent experiences for us. Here are some extracts from her audio diary.
Hello everyone, my name is Wi'am Abu Dakka. I am 21 years old and a graduating student. I have always lived in Gaza, leading a beautiful and safe life. Honestly, I love this city, which I consider a part of me. Good morning from northern Gaza. So after the ceasefire begins, people had become woke up to the sounds of birds after they used to woke up to the sounds of mussels. People start their day by cleaning their homes and preparing breakfast using the limited resources available to them. Today, I'm going to get bread from the bakery. And of course, there is a long line to get it. We sleep by the light of a phone flash, which we charge for a fee every day. We light a fire also to keep warm and to provide a bit of light. This is the least I can say to describe this miserable situation. So finally, I met my friend Lamar after being away from each other for more than 1 year. So Lamar, say hi.
Hi.
Lamar, what is your feeling about our meeting after more than a year?
The best feeling I have ever experienced in life.
So do you miss me or not?
Not.
Not? No, say the truth.
I missed you so much, and I am proud that you are trying to convey our voice to the outside world.
I love making you proud, honestly, and this is the least I can do. So how did you feel when you saw this destruction?
I was shocked, and that is an understatement.
Me too, honestly, and I still feel under the influence of this shock. So we will go to the market today. Do you have any idea about the prices?
Not at all.
Great, they will exploit us then. So we are in the supermarket right now, and we found a chocolate that Lamar loves. I think we will get it. How much is this?
10 shekels.
So 10 shekels, which is about $3. And this is considered the cheapest price. Do you want some?
Yes, I will take some.
So you are so rich. And I will take some too, I think. بدنا هذا لو سمحت يعني.
أنا سمعتك تحكي بالإنجليزي.
أنا بشغل مع الـ BBC World Service.
وأنا بعرف أحكي إنجليزي. Hi, hello. How are you?
Yes, so the seller asked me why I was speaking in English, and I told him that it was work with the BBC World Service. He then showered me with kind words. Truly, these little details make my day. Thank God I have an internet access to send this voice note to you. As usual, we gather around the fire, sipping tea in the midst of darkness and rubble around us. People light candles to see, and here I am with my family, thinking about future scenarios. We wonder if we should stay or leave. Can we live in these conditions? These are the questions not only we are thinking about, but all the people of Gaza. I want only one thing, which is to live in safety and to live a life that I deserve. I strive to graduate and get a scholarship abroad, hoping to find the life I dream of.
That's Wiam recording some of her daily experiences in Gaza. We'll hear more from her in just a moment. She spoke about living in safety. President Trump's proposal would rely on resettling residents like Wiam and the 2.1 million Palestinians who live in Gaza in neighbouring countries. Those countries have all, so far, rejected the idea. Under international law, attempts to forcibly transfer populations from occupied territory are strictly prohibited. The Palestinian Authority has said Gazans won't be resettled, and the UN Secretary General has warned the United States against ethnic cleansing. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has since insisted any resettlement would be temporary during Gaza's reconstruction. Nevertheless, for many Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank, the plan evokes the period in 1948 that followed Israel's declaration of independence, when up to 750,000 Palestinians were expelled or fled from their homes. They call it Nakba, Arabic for catastrophe. So let's hear again from Wiam. She's joined in conversation with Farida, both in what's left of Gaza City.
The people of Gaza have always endured different kinds of suffering, facing hunger, displacement, and now even forced eviction and immigration. So Trump declarations, they are so sad for us as a Palestinians that we have never had a say in our fate. Everyone else controls our destiny. Trump proposes something dangerous, something that Gazans cannot accept. For more than a year now, we have been exterminated in Gaza, and we have not thought of leaving it. How can you leave a city that has always impressed you, where you have always lived and built your dreams? Palestinians especially suffered from displacement in 1948, so they will not make that mistake again.
Hello. For us, Palestinian is our homeland.
and holding onto our land and identity is a non-negotiable right. Any attempt to impose displacement is seen as an effort to liquidate the Palestinian cause and impose a new reality that serves the Israelis' occupation. Leaving Gaza is not an option for me, but it would mean surrendering to an agenda that seeks to erase our identity. How can Trump expel us from our land? Okay, with this, when we have been dying for 15 months, we shared food with animals. We eat animals' food. Cold, we slept on the beach without any kind of warm shelters. How can you displace us? But I have a solution to Trump. If can hear us, if can hear Gazans, you have just only way, you have just only solution. Let me tell you, by exterminating us all and sending us to the heavens, we cannot leave Gaza because all Palestinians will not accept any plans for resettlement or any alternative homeland. Our laughters, home, our memories, home, our beloved ones, home, our relatives, our friends, our lives. We cannot adapt with any kind of homeland except Palestine.
I want to ask a question. If Trump wants to displace us, why doesn't he move us to one of the states in America? As Farida said, they are trying to liquidate the Palestinian cause, and this is very clear. Honestly, I was shocked by the situation here in the north. There is no infrastructure, there is no streets, there is no any of the necessities of life here. My dad is bringing water to the third floor. Can you imagine how we suffer from this? We are on our friend's home, and we are searching for another shelter because, as you know, the people here could barely live. And because of the bad weather, we are in the winter, so living in a tent is a miserable situation.
I returned to my destroyed home in Gaza. I was overwhelmed by the devastation. Everything I had once known was reduced to rubble. The walls that held my childhood memories were shattered, and the belongings that defined my life were buried beneath the ruins. The air was thick with the smell of dust and destruction, a painful reminder of what had been taken from us. Among the all of this destruction, I searched for something, anything that reminded intact. But all I found was silence and unbearable emotions that echoed the suffering of my people. My home was no longer a home. Yet I stand firm. I will protect my identity, my history, my right to exist in my homeland. No destruction, no war, no force can strip me of who I am. I am here and I belong to Gaza, and I will continue to fight for my place in Gaza. I know you can imagine I opened just my eyes, opened them to overwhelming destruction that not just destroy my home, destroy the entire of my area.
And despite it all, are you determined to rebuild your home?
Of course. Look, till now we don't have any kind of aid from anyone. We return to the north without any kind of basic necessities. No clean water, no electricity, nothing. Even the infrastructure is totally damaged. But even all of this destruction, even all of this devastation, we will be here because this is our land and we will build our tent and we will not leave it anymore. Even if this building will take long time, but we won't leave it again.
How do you think Mr. Trump's comments might affect the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say there is no Palestinians and Hamas. We are all Palestinians. The second thing, that Hamas will continue on the ceasefire because I know that they haven't the ability to return the war. They saw what happened to the Gazans because of this war and this conflict.
Yes, and we have a lot of worries. Such decisions create a state of tension and widespread rejection among Gazans who see them as a threat to their existence and identity. This kind of decision doesn't promote peace or a ceasefire on the country. It escalates the solution and deepness of divisions, even when a ceasefire should be in place. We are living in a state of real tension, not knowing what the future holds for. The factions in Gaza, including Hamas, are united and stand firm against this threat. We are all in the same boat, facing major challenges from the occupation, and we will remain united in resisting it. All Gazans have the same speech. We will not leave, and even if we'll become as martyrs, we will stand in this land because we believe in our right.
Farida and Wiam, both in Gaza, and thank you to them for using some of their valuable phone battery for that call. I'm Mark Lowen, and this is BBC OS Conversations from the BBC World Service.
I'm Sarah Trelevin, and for over a year, I've been working on one of the most complex stories I've ever covered.
There was somebody out there who was faking pregnancies.
I started, like, warning everybody. Every doula that I know.
It was fake.
No pregnancy.
And the deeper I dig, the more questions I unearth.
How long has she been doing this?
What does she have to gain from this?
From CBC and the BBC World Service, The Con, Caitlin's Baby.
It's a long story. Settle in.
Available now.
What Donald Trump proposed for Gaza would be the largest shift in US policy on the Middle East in decades. Many other nations still hold to the eventual goal of two separate states, Israel and an independent Palestine. The Netanyahu government of Israel is adamantly against the so-called two-state solution, and the Prime Minister welcomed Mr. Trump's proposal.
He has a different idea, and I think it's worth paying attention to this. We're talking about it. He's exploring it with his people, with his staff. I think it's something that could change history, and it's worthwhile really pursuing this avenue.
For our second conversation, we brought together two people who have been involved in past peace talks. During our daily OS program, which we broadcast live from the BBC newsroom, I spoke to Menachem Klein, a former advisor to the Israeli peace team and a specialist in Israeli-Palestinian relations, and Leanne Pollack-David, a former advisor to the Israeli government.
Do I interpret this as a full-blown plan that he actually sees 2 million Gazans leaving Gaza and U.S. completely taking over? No, I don't believe this is really the case. I believe that he shook things up a little bit and got everyone, all the players, thinking about what they can do and how do they put their skin in the game in Gaza.
Would you be in support of the resettlement of Gaza's population and indeed the United States taking it over?
Look, 2 million Gazans, the vast majority of them will not want to leave. And I don't think that there's any way or that it makes sense to force them to leave. But we do need to provide solutions for them. So I think a symbolic number of Gazans will probably want to leave. And also a symbolic number would be accepted by other countries. The solution for the vast majority of Gazans is in Gaza. This is their home. And what we're proposing is establishing a transitional technocratic government that is not affiliated, of course not with Hamas, but with any really political force in the Palestinian scene, and basically takes over the rehabilitation efforts supported by all of the regional players. This is the pragmatic way of looking at it. And whatever acceptance of a symbolic number of Gazans in the nations around us will not provide a solution for the vast majority of them.
My take is I, in principle, reject it, not only because it cannot be implemented, but also I am against it in principle. This, the deportation, the ethnic cleansing, is the dream of the Israeli right wing and the wishful thinking of the Israeli mainstream. The plan denies the attachment of the Palestinian people to Gaza Strip, to Palestine.
Look, within the Israeli government, unfortunately, we have representatives of the far-right radical Israeli political system, and that is really unfortunate because they should not be influencing government policy. But to say that this is the mainstream in Israel is really not true. If you look at all the polls, you have very low percentages supporting a military regime in Gaza, an Israeli military regime, and very little support to deportation or transfer efforts. This is not the mainstream Israeli sentiment.
But do you believe the Palestinians should have a state?
Look, the Palestinians should have a right to self-determination. But we in the Abraham Shield plan right now don't see there are the conditions to establish a Palestinian state tomorrow morning. But what we do think is that Israel should declare a path separating from the Palestinians in a gradual and secure manner over a period of a few years, perhaps even a decade, and as part of a regional arrangement. Look, all the bilateral conversations between Israel and the Palestinians have failed. I was part of the Annapolis process team. I was part of the negotiation team. We were very close to signing, and unfortunately, the Palestinians ended up saying no when they got the fantastic offer. So those failed, but also the conflict management has failed. The only thing that has not been tried is a regional arrangement where the Arab countries play a vital and active role in the future of the Palestinians. And through that, we go through a separation path, which is safe, gradual, and secure.
Menachem, when you hear these kinds of comments and you discuss it around the dinner table with your friends and family, what sort of emotions come out?
Oh, the war in Gaza and what happened in Gaza, and also the Hamas murderous and criminal attack on October 7, 2023, create high emotional reactions in Israeli public in general, and also including also among the center-left Israelis. It is a highly emotional, very, very tense atmosphere. It leads to justify mass killing because of what Hamas made in October 7. The dream, the wishful thinking on cleaning Palestine from the Palestinians goes back to early days of Zionism. But unfortunately, neither Trump nor Prime Minister Netanyahu and Ron Dremer, they did not learn history.
I really, really reject what has been said by Menachem. This is not the Israeli majority sentiment. We did a recent polling, and what we have found that there is over 70% support for a regional arrangement that includes normalization with Saudi Arabia, includes releasing all the hostages and seizing, ending the war in Gaza, and includes for a separation path from the Palestinians through our regional arrangements.
Leanne Pollack-David and Menachem Klein. Thanks to them and all our guests this week for sharing their reactions to Donald Trump's plan for Gaza. I'm Mark Lowen, and you've been listening to The Documentary from the BBC World Service.
I'm Sarah Trelevin, and for over a year, I've been working on one of the most complex stories I've ever covered.
There was somebody out there who was faking pregnancies.
I started, like, warning everybody. Every doula that I know.
It was fake.
No pregnancy.
And the deeper I dig, the more questions I unearth.
How long has she been doing this?
What does she have to gain from this?
From CBC and the BBC World Service, The Con, Caitlin's Baby.
It's a long story. Settle in.
Available now.